Good evening, investors. My name is DeVroy Davis, the Stock Sage, and this is Beyond the Stock Price. Alright, so this video is just me documenting my thoughts on diversification. I'm sure you would have heard the term already. Once you're in investing, then definitely one of the things you hear spoken a lot about is the need for diversification and the many benefits of diversifying your portfolio. My first issue with this advice is that nobody says that diversification should actually be, as I have found, dependent on the amount of capital that you have available. So in my experience, if you have less than $1,000 to invest, then the last thing you want to do is to diversify that portfolio. I've been watching the model portfolio of one investment management company, and I've been seeing it get brutally murdered over the last few months just based off that one principle. Another thing that they don't tell you is that when you have a diversified portfolio, you are actually paying double fees. Well, you're paying additional fees for every new acquisition that you try to add to that portfolio. And then further to that, when you are actually going to try to liquidate that portfolio, you will have to take into consideration what would most likely be at that time even higher fees. So in terms of diversification, the point of it essentially is to minimize risk. However, as I've explained before, if your portfolio is below a particular value, having a diversified portfolio could actually be increasing the risk that you're exposed to. If I'm supposed to bring up the stock calculator, you can see here that for a person who has a maximum of $100,000 to invest, this is Jamaican, that's roughly about $1,000 US, a little less, you'll see that for this portfolio, if this person is supposed to try to acquire three different stocks, then they're paying a minimum of at least $1,800 in fees, $1,800 Jamaican dollars in fees. So you can see that for this portfolio, just the commissions alone, the flat rate commission, is about $1,800 Jamaican dollars. That's 1.8%, and again, that is just in commissions. Now, regardless of what happens with this portfolio, at the point where the person is going to liquidate that portfolio, they're going to have to pay that additional 1.8% in order to allow them to liquidate the position. So at the very least, they must be able to make at least 3.6% to cover commissions alone. In terms of the trade fee and GCT, associated capital gains tax, taxes, or whatever else fees are to be considered, then the person could see themselves paying as much as 18% in fees alone per acquisition. And therefore, what you're actually doing is it would require for your shares to have increased by a significantly larger percentage in order for you to liquidate your holdings to realize a decent profit. So that's my first issue with the talk of diversification. The second issue I take with the concept of a diversified portfolio is that ultimately, if you are solely invested in the stock market, you are truly not diversified. There are two places that you should really be diversified, and the first of them is actually in asset classes, meaning a truly diversified portfolio will have assets in real estate, you will have assets in commodities, We'll have assets in paper, paper assets like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and it will also have assets in the form of businesses. If your portfolio is not comprised of all of these different classes, then you really do not have a diversified portfolio. The thing about the stock market and the bond markets in general is that when these markets crash or tank, it doesn't matter truly which stock you own, because basically everything will go down. We don't say particularly companies crash, and we don't necessarily worry about those. But in a market crash, we're looking at all the stocks in a portfolio going down by a significant percentage. If you are to attempt to liquidate a portfolio with five stocks, the fees are naturally higher than the fees that you would be paying to liquidate a portfolio with only one stock. I do not advocate for selling stocks at a lower bargain and at a lower price than they were initially acquired for. And I am definitely not one to advocate spreading out your investment capital over multiple stocks, particularly if you conducted adequate due diligence in choosing the companies in which you invested. And that's actually my second issue with diversification. The third thing is that they don't tell you who diversification really is for. Diversification actually has a place. In the same way that mutual funds have a place, diversification actually has a place. Diversification is for the person who has a great amount of capital, I would say more than $1 million in any particular portfolio. If you have less than 500,000, I don't think you should diversify. What you ought to do is probably, diversify in stocks. It would be wise to diversify that among different asset classes, with your main focus being if you're in stocks, your main focus should be in one or two stocks on which you've done extensive research.